The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
It's Sunday afternoon in Centerville, Virginia, and I'm standing with Mid-Atlantic Antique Radio Club member Jeff Shearer in a community center parking lot just before Mark's monthly meeting. But
I've got crystal radios, I've got Atwater Kent breadboards from the 20s.
We're definitely not alone.
You've got the whole gamut all the way up through the Zenith Transoceanic radios.
Indeed, at today's pre-meeting flea market, Jeff is selling a table full of pristine vintage radios.
So you're a bit of a collector.
Oh, yes. My collection, I think, is small. By comparison, I've got about 200.
You hear that? For these folks, a collection of 200 radios is considered small.
Well, there are people who have huge numbers of radios. In fact, one of our members who died a few years ago, his house was filled with radios. And I mean filled.
Maryland resident Brian Belanger has been with the club since its founding in 1984.
In fact, he had one bedroom where the radios were stacked floor to ceiling, completely filling the room. In many parts of the home, the radios were stacked up so high you had a little narrow corridor to walk from one room to the next. It was really a serious problem.
I think we had to say he had a little bit of a hoarding problem.
It was a huge hoarding problem.
That other fellow is former Mark Vice President Steve Hansman. And before we move on, just to be clear, that kind of hoarding Steve and Brian mentioned isn't exactly common among club members. What is common, says Steve, is a shared appreciation for what he calls the old things.
Where you can see the different components and see where the wires hook up and, you know, they're much easier to work on than modern sets and more satisfying.
Plus, says Jeff Shearer, they sound amazing, especially the old analogs.
I mean, the little Bose speakers, they're good, you know, but when it comes down to it, you know, I talked to the Bose people and I said, oh, how do you adjust the tone, you know, if you want a little more bass? And they're like, you don't.
So what Mark members do is they'll collect these vintage radios, many of which don't even work, but after some tinkering, they'll get them to sound like new again, like the wooden radios Mark President Eric Stenberg is selling this afternoon.
That's kind of my niche. You'll find most of these collectors have a niche, either a particular era or a particular type of radio. Could be, you know, plastic radios or transistor radios from the 60s. That's a popular type of thing.
Price-wise, flea market items run the gamut. Today, Jeff Shearer is asking $500 for a pre-World War II Fata Catalin radio and $2,000 for a hand-painted 1933 Mickey Mouse radio. But inside the community center...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start the auction.
A few more bargains are to be had at Mark's monthly auction.
Okay, let's get this auction underway, folks. The first item here is number 14-4, a box lot of four ivory-colored radios. Let's start that at $10 for the box. Do I hear a $10 bid somewhere? $10. Who wants it for $10?
In addition to being a founding member of the club, Brian Belanger is also one heck of an auctioneer.
All right, here's another box lot. This is item 14-3. Look at, you're getting a nice Bendix. I think that's a model, what is it, 626? And let's start this at $5 for the whole box. Got five. Do I hear 10 on the whole box? 10, 10, 10. Who would like it for 10? 10 we've got. 12. 12 we got. 14. 16. 16, 16. Anybody 16? Sold. $14 goes to number 38.
So collecting radios can be lucrative if you play your cards right. But, says veteran collector Jeff Shearer, be careful not to wind up like that guy who died with mountains of old radios cluttering up his house.
Don't hoard this stuff. If I have two of one item, I'm going to get rid of one so somebody else can enjoy it. Because there's other people out there looking for it. You need to share it.
I'm Rebecca Shearer.